Okay, last week we had the Din of Meichrei Sus Meichrei Kedarkan, and before we move on, I would like to still talk about it a little bit, because the Sugya Meichrei Sus Meichrei Kedarkan is a very great Sugya. We learned last week a halacha, a din, that if somebody is a salesman and he's carrying big day shatnas to sell, presumably selling it to Goyim, and he's carrying around these begadim, he's allowed to carry these begadim on his back. We'll learn the less chiddushtik way we learned, that like the Beis Halevi said, it's halah. He's just carrying it on his back. He's allowed to carry the big day shatnas around, even though they're draped over his back, and it warms his body. On the condition that he has no kavanah to have anah, he's just carrying it. So somebody is carrying it around, and he has no kavanah to have anah from the fact that the beged is on his back. We said it's mutter. We asked that it's a psik resha, that he will have anah. Why does it help? He's not mechavin to have hanah. What's the case? If it's 100 degrees out and there's no hanah, so of course it's mutter. You don't have to say vavad shalei yischavin. That's nothing to do with not any kavanah. There's no hanah. So must be talking in a case where if he had kavanah, it would be hanah. So the question was that we know that a psik resha, which means it's certainly going to happen by psik resha, there's no patur of darbish eni miskaven. So we asked that we have a problem with meichrei ksus meichrei kedarkan. If it's psik resha, you're going to have hanah, it should be osir anyway. So we had last week basically three mahalchim, and just to sum them up, a kitzer, which maybe is clearer, a kitzer of the three approaches we had one was the aruch, who said a psik resha de leinichale is mutter. And we said leinichale means leichbislei. A psik resha you don't care about is mutter. That was the aruch's teretz. We don't paskin like the aruch. So it's a good teretz in the Rishayim, but lemaisa it's not lahalach. Then we had the Ran. The Ran in Chulin said that by Isurei Hanah, there's no heter of Dover, there's no problem of psik resha. By Isurei Hanah, if you're not mechavim for the Hanah, it's mutter. Because even though psik resha, you're definitely having Hanah, but you're not definitely mechavim for Hanah. The Isurei Hanah is to be a Nehenah, to go and have Hanah. He said that by Hanah, there's no dim psik resha, since the Isur here is to be a Nehenah. So that was the Ran's shita, that there's no din of psik resha by Isurei Hanah. And the third teretz, we had the Rambam with the Beis Halevi's explanation, which was an explanation of the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam Kesef Mishnah, Beis Halevi. And basically what came out was that there are two dinim. There's din of wearing big day shatnas. If you wear big day shatnas, there's no heter of Dovah Shem Miskavin, it's psik resha. If you're wearing it, it's a cha'as. Halah, if you're wearing it on your back, you're carrying it on your back, so we have the gzeres ha'kasav here, that halah is only aser when it's halah dumya de levisha, when it's a halah with kavana, that makes it into levisha. But stam halah, carrying it on your back by itself, is not an aser, even with a psik resha. Those were the three basic pshatim. What? Because halah is better mutter. Halah is mutter. Just the halah that's dumya de levisha is awesome. So the p'tor is not the Reb Shimon's rule, dumya shayna miskam v'chala tara kula. The p'tor is that it's not levisha unless you make it a levisha. If you're not mechamed to make it a levisha, it just vibes a maisa heter. It's not a maisa. Now, I want to mention again that I mentioned last week, there's a fourth mahalach, which is Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos. And I told you I wasn't going to go into it because I don't understand the pshat in Tosfos. But if you look around, you'll see that they talk about Taisvis, and there is a fourth sheet in the Rishayim, but to divide three sheets in the Rishayim is enough to keep us busy. So we'll stick with the three, and not that the Taisvis Chashom is not important, but it's hard to know what Taisvis means in the words that he says. Now, there are a couple of nekudas that have to do with this. The Shita Sarah, that by Yisurei Hanor, there's no din of Psik Reisha. You have to be Mechavin, or else there's no din of Psik Reisha. Remember, the Ran is not Mechalatin Levishan Halah, that's all in the Rambam. And the Shita Sarah is that by Dina Yisurei Hanor of Shatnes, there's no din of Dabba Shay, there's no din of Psik Reisha. Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Beis Simen Chav Gimel Ois Ches has a Ha'ara which I think someone mentioned quickly in passing last week. He has a strong taina with a Hagdama that Taisvis of Asefis Nida says that Dine Beget Sitzis and Dine Beget Shatnis have the same rules. The Toli Zebizeh, which is Taka the Mashmois of the whole sugya, that the Toli Zebizeh, whatever is Mechuyiv in Isiri Shatnes is Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. Whatever Mitzias, if it would be Shatnes, would be Isiri Shatnes, that Mitzias, if it's Tzitzis, is Chayiv in Tzitzis. So Rabbi Chanan asks a very stark akasha that in our talisim that we wear, we lechayra should not be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with our talisim. Why? Why do we put on a talis and shul? It's not for the warmth. It's not for the protection. It's not for anything. It's just to do the mitzvah. Sarachini says, "B'talisai shel mitzvah shalanu." Shadova Yadua, Shein Life Shin Isam Ella Bishvil Kiyama Mitzvah. You're only putting it on to do the mitzvah. In Kayla Das Haran, Lakayim Be Mitzvah Sitzis. He says, according to that, we're not Makayim Mitzvah Sitzis. Because in our Talaisim, we're not wearing it, B'chamab Ne'achamab, B'chamab Ne'achamab. He asks that there's no pleasure in the talisim that we wear. So just like Meichrei Ksus have begotten, they're wearing it not for wearing, just for, to show customers or to carry from place to place. So just like Meichrei Ksus are wearing it for other reasons. There's no Issa Shatnez. And we say Issa Shatnez and Issa Mitzvah Tzitzis Atali Zabizeh. So then, the same thing. If you would wear a talis just for other reasons, you're not Mechavim in Melevisha. So the kasha is that you're not Mechavim in Mitzvah with it.
Is the Rav saying it in Shatnez, or the Rav saying it in
Isurihana
in general?
He's saying it in Isurihana. In Yisuri Hanor B'loi Kavana, it just there applies to most Yisuri Hanor.
What? The fact that
he says his Hagdama is that Taisus Anidat of Samach Aleph says Meichrei Ksus to Shari B'Klayim Kamei Kein Peturim Mitzitzis. That's what Taisus says. Meichrei Ksus Wa Mutar B'Klayim Apatav Mitzitzis. He's basing it on Taisus. Now you're right, if the Ran doesn't hold like that Taisus, then the Kasha doesn't start. But I guess since he doesn't have a Rishon who argues with Taisus Beferish, so he asks what's going on with Atalaisin. Now what he says is not so satisfying. He says Chacham Echad Heshiv the Gamal Das Haran, Efshe L'Kayim HaMitzvah, B'Talisa Shalanu, Haimu Shiachavim B'Feirish, B'Shem HaNos Levisha. He says that, what's the problem? Be Mechavim, B'Shem HaNos Levisha. It's funny. We say L'Shem Yechud Kutcher B'Yechud before we put on the talis. they were putting it on not l'shem anas l'vishu, putting it on for hechet reasons. So according to him, you should say hareini mechavin to wear it l'shem the look, to keep you warm. No one wears a talus. So I guess some people want they for the look of it. What else? Kim mechavin should keep you warm because nobody needs it to keep himself warm. If your nemonai tais is there, that if there's no, just like if there's no hanor, there's no isishatnis. If there's no hanor, there's no mitzitzis. That's the beggar that you're in a henna from. Because remember, the mitzvah of tzitzis is not to wear a special beggar. The mitzvah of tzitzis is that if you have a beggar of talakapas, you should put on tzitzis. So, therefore, what? No, Mitzvah Ma'ez Nitnu means that it's not Shayach HaHanah, which was based on Lady's Kasha. Mitzvah Ma'ez Nitnu, which should never be Shayach, a problem of Shatness in these begotten, which is a Kasha. But Tzitzis has nothing to do with Shatness. Tzitzis is a mitzvah if you're wearing a beged to put on strings. You're not supposed to be putting on the beged for the mitzvah. If you're wearing a cloak or four corners, you put on strings. We, who never wear dalek hanfas otherwise, so we want to be mekayim the mitzvah, so we put it on dafka. But the tzuras ha-mitzvah is a beggar that you're wearing anyway for your pleasure. The beggar is for your pleasure. You put on the tzitzis for the mitzvah. But the beggar is for your pleasure. That's the tzura of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So, talus cotton, if you do, it'll be the same thing. If you're wearing it not to keep yourself warm, it'll be the same thing. Talisis katanis will be the same thing.
Is that what the idea of comes from?
What?
The idea of Natara and Talis. Where
does
that come from?
The idea of Natara was just to decorate the Talis. It doesn't mean if you're Natara, so you're wearing it for the look, because you like the way it looks. Maybe it's a nice way to explain where it comes from. I don't know. The Pashit, it just comes from a way of decorating. No mitzvah, I guess.
Yeah,
for the same side though, even without a silver atari, you just have a
from
silver.
Show
I doubt it, because the Pierre Rizal doesn't matter which side. So Lubavitch are makbid to not be makbid on the side. Lubavitch has such a minig. Chabad is very anti Rizal. So if you look at the real Lubavitches, they have, where are they going to put the silver atara? They're going to wear it upside down, hanging? It doesn't look good. The real Lubavitches have an atara down the middle. In the middle of the talus, they have a silver atara. Because they're makbid, not to be makbid, which side of the top and side on the bottom. But to say that the silver is to know which side, lavdavka, my talus doesn't have silver, but it has a somebody that shows you which is the top, which is the bottom. What? So that's true. This kasha only starts if you want to be either the Rav Shita and Taisa Shita. So it could be if the Rav Chanan is patching together two Shitas and he's saying a kasha. So it could be that either the Rav doesn't hold like Taisus, or that we don't pass like the Rav, pass like one of the other turrets. He mentions, if you tech devarav, that it could be with Noyig like the fourth teretz, Tosis teretz, and Shabbos, which the teretz I didn't explain. The Aruch we don't pass like. The Rambam we're not sure we pass like. So he's looking for another Shita, so he goes to Yenna Tosis and Shabbos. Now, Kaponim, the Ha'ara is a interesting Ha'ara, that Ara Talaisin is different. It could be that when somebody davens in a shul, it does wear the talis for the look of the talus, for the way it looks. Or some people wear a talus b'makom a jacket. Instead of wearing a jacket, Mishabura says you have to wear a beged elyon when you daven. So it could be that has a din beged then. You have to wear a beged, so you're wearing a beged shel kavod, the kavod to wear the talus. It could also be. But al kaponim, the point I wanted to make was the horror of Rav Ochanan, which is interesting.
No, kind of
that's true.
So yeah,
there's that I agree with you. I'm not asking out some Salam Lahanis, you know. I'm asking out some Matzias. Yeah, but that's not a Hanah of Levisha. Right? It has to be a beggar dikah Hanah to be over in Shabbos. What's the Hanoah? That he can do a mitzvah. Well, the Hanoah has to be Hanoah Dum Yidabek. Why do people wear clothing? To cover themselves for the way it looks, to keep warm, to become a mitzvah. It's also a use of a beggar. Right, there's one additional discussion that has a shaykhus to hear. And that has to do with a concept known as misasek. What is misasek? We often talk about Dov Shein HaMiskaven. Dov Shein HaMiskaven and misasek are two different things. Misasek is someone, Dov Shein HaMiskaven is someone who does one thing and he's also doing another thing. He knows exactly what's going on. He's aware of it, totally aware of what's happening. But Dov Shein HaMiskaven, he's not mechaven. You drink a bench, am I make a charitz? You're aware of it. Yes, the Rav, am I allowed to drink a bench, am I make a charitz? And he tells you, Dov Shein HaMiskaven is mutter. When a person is aware of what's happening, no, that's called a Dov Shein HaMiskaven. He's not mechaven for it, but he knows what's going on. He's putting on a Meichrei Ksus, Meichrei Kedarka. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's carrying the Begadim on his back. He's asking us a Shaila, am I ain't a mechaven, is it mutter? He's aware, but not mechaven. Misasek is someone who's aware, well, if it's not secretion, that might happen. So it's called the Dov Shein HaMiskaven. A misasek is someone who lacks awareness of the Aveira. In Hilchos Shabbos, what's a misasek? Niskaven lag bias atolush mit bias amachover. Someone sees a cucumber on the floor, he thinks it's a detached cucumber. He picks it up. He didn't realize it was connected to the ground, and by picking it up, he ripped it out. He's mechavin to do a davar hamutter, and he's doing a davar ha'asur at the same time. Now, no one could ask a shayla, am I allowed to be a misasek? There's no such thing, because misasek, by definition, is someone who doesn't know what he's doing, he's unaware of it. It's a case that could happen. Someone's a misasek. He thinks he's doing a davar hamutter, and actually he's doing a davar ha'asur. That's a misasek. Not because he forgot it Shabbos. If he forgot it Shabbos, that's not misasek. That's a regular shayeg. Misasek means he's b'chlal unaware of what's going on. He thinks he's doing a davar ha'mutter, and in actuality he's doing something which is a davar ha'asur. So who cares? No one could ever ask the shayla. It happened already. What's a shayla? The shayla is he's chayv achatas. Is misasek chayv to bring a carbon for a shaygeg? So the Gemara, Misach the Shabbos, learns out of a pasuk that misasek is part of a carbon. There's no din of a carbon chatas for someone who is a misasek. Which means pashtus that misasek is mutter. Mutter. Nobody could have the shayla beforehand, but there's no aveira in a misasek. The pater normally means pater barasamid rabbana, but the argument is here the rabbana couldn't answer it here because no one could ever have the shayla beforehand. So I'm going to talk about this, whether there's an issa b'chlal. Right. It means that once it happened, there's no aveira. The Nesivis and the Sefer Makar Chayim. Makar Chayim is the Sefer and Arach Chayim. The Nesivis is on Chayshu Mishpat, the Chavis Das and Yeredeya, and Teres Gitna and Ebenezer, and Makar Chayim and Arach Chayim. All from we call them the Nesivis. In the Makar Chayim, he asks the Kasha. Why do you have to do Bedikas Chavis? As far as you know, there's no chametz in your possession. Why do you have to search for chametz? We're afraid maybe you really do have chametz. But who cares? You're a misasek. You're unaware that you're doing an aveira. Unaware. It's something that doesn't need a kapara b'chlal. If you're doing an aveira, you're totally unaware. You think you're doing a davar ha'mutter. You're sitting home on Pesach, you think it's mutter. And actually, there's chametz hidden somewhere in your house. You forgot, you have in your drawer. You're a misasek, you're doing an aveira, you're owning chametz, but you're a b'ayimatzah. But you're a misasek, it's all the issa chametz.
Isn't the Torah only for Shabbos?
But the no, because the pasuk is in the parsha of Karbachatas. That's a kasha. The pasuk is not a Hilchos Shabbos Dikadin. It's in the parsha of Chatas. So the kasha is that misasik b'chol Torah kul except chalav and arayis. It says chalav and erva is a misasik, but except the guy b'chol Torah kul. So he has a kasha. The Chavis Das has a kasha. What do you have to do with the Kas Chametz for? What? Why should you be allowed? Why should you be allowed to put yourself in the matziv? So it's a good question. But he names on that if there's no ptur carbon, you don't need a kapara. So what avera is there? When he says there isn't a raisa, so there isn't. It's a drabana. Drabana did not answer. So what remains?
That's his
cash.
What? Because
you might come to eat it. Yeah. So the his kasha is there are two reasons that we do. For the reason of Shemisa Gluskiyaf and Achinami, that should be Aser. He is asking. So he says, because there are two reasons there why. You're right. For those who shouldn't say Shemisa Gluskiyaf and Achinami. For those who shouldn't say Shemalei Vetlani Yafi Yafi, he's going on the round. The round's reason is done. Anyway, he answers that there's no by an Aveira that you do, only an Aveira you do with a Maisa, you could say Misasik. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing a Davar Avot, I'm doing a Davar As. And an Aveira that's a Maisa, like Shabbos or Shatnez, other Averas you could say Misasik. And an Aveira that's Meshev Al Tasa, there's no term Misasik. Misasik means I'm Oisik in one thing, I'm doing another thing. There's no ptur of unaware when it comes to Averis Bishav Al Tasa. That's the aside of the Chavis Das, of the Nesidus. Bekiva Eger brings this in Tshuva Ches, in the 8th Tshuva, in the Tshuva of Bekiva Eger, Chelek Aleph. He disagrees. He answers, like you were saying, that Misasek is only a ptur carbon. It doesn't make it Eis Aveira. It's tak in the parsha of Karban Chatas. It's a carbon ptur. It's a ptur, you don't make a chatas. But an Aveira Mishaygeg, he holds it still is. The Sasek is an Aveira Mishaygeg, it's a din that it's part of a makar. His Raya, the Kiveg's Raya, is from Hilchos Shabbos. It says that if you see a friend wearing a beged in the street, and it's Shatnez, so he's totally unaware that it's Shatnez. It says you rip it off of him afilu b'shok. It's a Gemara of Brachas Daf Yotes. If you see a chaver wearing Shatnez in the street, you go and pull it off of him. So this is a Reisa. So the Kavod Abrius is not Muta. In Chachma, in Eitzai, Tavuna, Neged Hashem. The Gemara says no tricks. You see a friend wearing it, you rip it off of him. Probably be your former friend after you rip it off of him, but as I say in the Gemara, now the truth is the Gemara doesn't say he's unaware. Maybe it means he's doing Aveira. When it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought even if he's unaware, he doesn't know he's doing an Aveira. So you go over to him and you have to let him know, you have to take it off of him. So Victor Mekiveger, what's a kasha? That he's a Mesasek. He thinks he's wearing a Mutzadik Beged. And really, it's Shatnez. The same as someone picks up a cucumber from the floor. He thinks it's detached. He thinks it's a Maisa Heter. It's really a Maisa Isser. It's Misasek. If someone is wearing a beged, he thinks it's not Shatnez. What's the problem? He's a Misasek. According to the Nesivist, there's no Aveira at all. So why do you have to rip it off of him? Let him wear it. It's an Aveira Bekumbase. We say in the Ptur Misasek. So it's very shver. So Kiva Eger says it's a raya to my shita that misasik is an avera. You're not allowed to do it. So we have machlaikis. We have a machlaikis in the rules of misasik. Machlaikis the two mahalchim. I mentioned to you agav in the tumbling over the water, filtering the water. There was a Rav who announced that the bathroom water that you brush your teeth with also has to be filtered. And so I called him, and I told him that the person who's brushing his teeth is a misasek, Lagabi swallowing water. He's not mechaven to swallow water, he's trying to rinse out his mouth. And Lagabi that, he's a misasek. So he asked me, it was a Friday afternoon when I called him, because he was going to speak about it on Shabbos. So I told him that in the bathroom it should be a p'tor. So he said, how do you know that something you could avoid in the first place, you're allowed to put yourself in the matzah of a misasik? So I told him from the Mekar Chaim. Mekar Chaim said that on misasik there should be no issa having chametz in your house. Why do you have to check? So you see that there's a p'tor misasik on something you could avoid. So it was Friday afternoon. He told me he doesn't have a Mekar Chaim to look it up. So Sunday morning, I went over to him, my Mekar Chaim, to show it to him inside. Somebody, I went to him, he told me that he saw it and that he's a maskim. He's maskim, that it's mutter. So, why do I mention it? Because I want to illustrate for you misasik. Once it's halacha l'maisa, you understand misasik. Misasik is any time you're trying to do a davar mutter, and you're actually doing a davar asa. Doing a davar asur also. So here you want to rinse out your mouth, you don't want to swallow. So even if you swallow, it's, at least according to the Mekar Chaim, it's totally mutter. It's a misasik.
Sometimes I lack awareness. I know it's possible to
happen. You know, it might happen, but you're trying to do a davar mutter, wash out your mouth. And it may or may not happen. You're aware that it might happen, but not aware that it's happening. You're right. In that case, what about the Mekar Chaim's case? You know you might have chametz, you just don't know that you have chametz. So it is similar to the case in the Mekar Chaim. At least that to that it's similar. You might want to ask me a better kasha. If so, you should be allowed to eat broccoli or lettuce, because you're misasek for gabi eating the bugs. You're not looking to eat bugs. No. What's the whole issue in eating the vegetables in the first place? That's segregation. Every misasik is segregation. I'm picking up the disconnect. You mean, but I'm aware. He has a tshuva. Shlomi Zalman has a tshuva that you don't say misasik by something that you know is there. He says you can't eat a peanut butter sandwich. He doesn't say peanut butter. He says you can't eat a sandwich that has treifus inside, and you only care about the bread, so you'll eat the treifus too. If you know that it's there, that's not misasik. Fully aware it's there. And misasik is that you know you don't mean to do the maisa. Okay, anyway, getting back to here. We have machlokes Rabbi Akiva Eigner and Mekar Chaim. Mekar Chaim says misasik is mutlach hatchila, and Rabbi Akiva Eigner is a kasha from Shabbos. He asked this kasha that by Shatnez, why do you have to take it off Bishuk? And therefore Rabbi Akiva Eigner argues. Rabbi Akiva Eigner answers the Nesivus. He argues with Nesivus. He said, what's the Nesivus going to answer to Big Day Shatnez? So he says that Nesivus will answer that Big Day Shatnez are different. So the Gemara says that the Isser Shatnez is Hanoah's Chimum, is the Hanoah that you have from the Beged. And by things that the Isser is the Hanoah, there's no Ptur Misasek. The Gemara says, by Znus, Misasek, by Chelav Arayis is Aser. Because the Isser is the Hanoah. So he answers the Chavaz Das based on this Yisai, that by Shatnez is different. Shatnez, the Isser is the Hanoah, and by Yisuri Hanoah, Misasek is Chayiv. That's his teretz for the Chavaz Das. So again, Misasek, the Chavaz Das holds his mutter. He says, I'll have to be Maida, that by Shatnez is worse, because since the Iker is the Chimum, the Isser is the Aver is the Chimum, here it's worse. Okay?
Well,
Shatnez is called the Konvasei de Gaver. Right, because this is to put it on, even though when you're wearing it, it's still called konvasei. But But there's no Ptur Misasi because the Gemara says Chalav Barayis, if you eat Chela by mistake, it's still something you inherit from. There's no Ptur Misasi. So that's what he says.
Swallowing water.
You're not inherit from that amount of water. You're in Chinami. If a person has Anoa, so much that he has Anoa, be awesome. But the amount that just goes down by mistake, I don't think. So no Anoa from the cocoa pod in the water. So Adkan, this is all the Chuvus of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's the same stick of Rabbi Akiva Eiger when you deal with the Sugya Misasik. There are notes on the Chuvus of Rabbi Akiva Eiger from the Mikdash David, from Rabbi David HaKohen Rappaport. He writes that this Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the exact opposite of the Ram. It's like, he says it's a stira, I'm saying it's the opposite. What did the Ram say? The Ram said that by Hanov of Shatnez, it's more kuladik. The Dov Shenim Skavin is more kuladik. Even a psikresh is mutter by Yisrei Ano. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is telling me that by Shanis it's more chamor than even a misasek is awesome. So he taines that this Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the total reverse of the Ran. The Ran says that by Shanis Dov Shenim Skavin is mutter. And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that by Shatan is a misasek, which is mutter b'chol tarakula, is also because there's ano. So that's his har. Chayra, though, he's right. What's the Ran going to do with that Gemara? That if you're wearing, you see a chava wearing klai and bishuk, you have to rip it off of him. Why do you have to rip it off of him, according to the Ran? The Ran says Yisurei Anah, the Davashen of Meskavin, Meichrik Sus, Meichrik Kedarkon. If you're not Mechavin, then there's no problem with Yisurei Anah.
And St. John's wearing the
bag. It's not like the Ran. Why?
It's not like the Ran.
Well, the Ran is saying it's a psikresha that you're enjoying the bag, but you're not Mechavin. You know what he said? So Sikresha, you're enjoying the baguette, you're not a mechavin. Why is it different here? And you're saying something good, you have to say a little different. By mechrik sus, he's not mechavin to have enough in the baguette. By yechavra is walking in the street with a baguette. Yechavra is wearing it. Mustami is mechavin. He went to the store and he chose it. He's mechavin. He's just unaware that it's shatnez. So the Mestam, that would be the chiluk like the Ran. The Ran said this chiddush, the Yisurei Anah, if you're not mechavin, it's mutter. The chiluk will be, you have to be not mechavin to have enough in the baguette. If you're mechavin to have enough in the baguette, just not from the shatnez, because you don't know what shatnez, it's still going to be also like the Ran. So that'll be the teretz on the Kivega with the Ran. That if you're not mechavin for the baguette at all, it's going to be mutter. If you're mechavin to have enough in the bag, you just don't know what shan is. So that goes into Rabbi Akiva Eiger's case. Don't be the chiluk. Okay, so I'll upon him. This is the tumbling that comes from the Ran, and the Ran will still come up again. So we're going to see. We're still going to deal with tzitzis and shatnez at the bottom of the summit and on hayam and beis. So let's see. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. According to the Ran, why don't you walk over to him and tell him, don't have Hana for Levisha. I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked this kasha. Not Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chanan. I think Rabbi Chanan asked this kasha. Now why don't you just go over to him and tell him, you're wearing shatnez in the street, be mechavin not to have Hana. How are you mechavin? It's cold out and he's warm.
Huh?
I mean, if it's cold enough, you're zichah going to have kavana. Okay, here. So it's going to have to be in a case where it's lav dafka. So Mechonin is the kasha here in this piece, I think. He asks, why do you go over to him and rip it off him in the street? Just tell him not to be mechavin. To have anor.
If you're having anor, you can't just decide.
How can you decide? That's a good question. How can you decide? You went to the store, you picked it, it looks good on you, you're wearing it. So how are you not mechavin? You're just fooling yourself.
You
can
take
it, put it back, you have to take it off and put it back on.
You can't change the original halal.
But the Averi he did before, he did before. Some of the Teretz is more that we can't just tell someone don't have halal. He's walking around enjoying what he's wearing. Try it. Simple thing. Unless you take, instead of ripping off of him, take a cup of coffee, spill it on him, and now he won't have a nostalgia because now it looks bad on him. It would be a good idea, no? Okay. Alright, let's see the next piece of Gemara. The Ikar is on the bottom, but there's some Gemara on the way there. We're in the middle of the Amid. Not in the middle, about a third of the way down. This whole Amid is trying to say that we don't need the Pasuk. It's not a usual Gemara. Usually, if the Gemara says we need the Pasuk, everything's good. Right? This whole Sugya, if you need the Pasuk, it's not Shver. The whole Gemara is trying to say Lafnuye, that the Pasuk is extra. So the Gemara says, in Cain, Lichtav Rachman al Isil Bashanis. Samro Pishtin Lamali. Gemara says, oh, I have some extra words. The words Samro Pishtin are extra. Why? Mech, Ksiva Beget Knaim Shatnis La Yala Alecha. It says the word Beget. Tanit Verbi Shmoel, Hayov Anemr Beteris Stam Begadim. Uparat Lacha Kosa Be'echamem Samro Pishtin. It says Beget a bunch of times in the Torah. And one of them, it says Samro Pishtin. I've called Samro Pishtin. So every time it says Stam Beged, it's Tzemer Upishtin. So if so, just say Beged. Tzemer Upishtin, the Kasa Rachman Alamali, Shmamina Lafnuye. So it's coming to tell you that it's extra. That only that to tell you the Drasha, that we have the Drasha Lafnuye to learn how to say the Chalaisa, say we needed extra words. Samro Pishtana extra, and that's what this is coming to teach you. So the Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara says, no, Akati Yitzchak Satech Amina. Hallahu Doloi Nafish Hana Asa. I would have thought by Hallah, which is a smaller Hana, it's only Samro Pishtana Asa. Ava Levisha, the Nafish Hana Yasa, culturing me, Yasa Rachmana. But Levisha, where there's a bigger Hana, all to me them are Asa, Kasa Rachmana, Samro Pishtin. So now the Gemara says that what? That we need the psukim, which is really a kasha. Now the Gemara is saying, I need Samro Pishtin. I would have thought, what would I have thought? That on this ashat, this is any two minim that you wear, Jews have to wear the gadim from one min. So therefore, the pasuk says, Kasa Rachmana, Samro Pishtin. So now it's not extra, so it's shver, it's not extra. That's what the Gemara is saying. What? According to the Beis HaLevi, it's a good kasha. According to the Beis HaLevi, who cares? Levisha's nafish ani yasai, has nothing to do with anything. So I guess Lefi Emes is taka not true. But I would have thought, I guess, the Levisha is totally a nafish ani yasai, and therefore even everything else. It's all tzrichasa maybe. And Beis HaLevi said Levisha is not tali and anah. Levisha is always aser, and Allah is tali and anah. So maybe this is only what I would have thought. It's only for tzrichasa, perhaps. Not so good because that doesn't say that. That's the kamash malach. But okay. Okay. So what about tzitzis according to this? We say tzitzis is shatnes atoli zebezeh. According to this, tzitzis should also be only tzemer opishtim. So if you think it's not a good raya, the Gemara Menachis brings this raya. The Gemara Menachis has a machlokes Rava and Rav Nachman. I'm at Tessam at Beis, so good say on the other side of the page. Rava holds that all the godim are chayiv in tzitzis min ha-tayra. The katan beged is also chayiv min ha-tayra according to Rava. And Rav Nachman disagrees. And Rav Nachman says, oh, Tanit Ver Bishmael, the whole Tanit Ver Bishmael, that if it doesn't say a miyot of Tzemero Pishtin, I would say, again, Rav Nachman holds only Tzemero Pishtin. So he says in Tanit Ver Bishmael that Shatnis is totally in Tzemero Pishtin. He says, since Tzitzis is totally in Shatnis, it's also only Tzemero Pishtin as Chayim in HaTayre. He's made the Midrabanan that Sharminim are kind. So the Machlokes HaMeiraim in Hilchas Tzitzis, if only Tzemero Pishtin is Chayiv, or all types of Begadim, the Mechaber Paskins that all minim achayim in atayra. I'm sorry, the Mechaber Paskins is only Tzemero Pishtin achayim in atayra, because that's the riff of the Rambam. That only Tzemero Pishtin achayim. The Ramah says that all minim achayim min atayra. He says Hachi Hilchasa, like the Ashkenazi Kedayel and the Rosh, Taisus, Rashi, all holds. So it's the riff in the Rambam. Heist is the Kedayel Sfarad Paskin. Only Tzemero Pishtin, and the Gedali Ashkenaz paskind that all minim achayim in hatayra. What's the dafka mina? It says the Rama says hachi hilchasa. So Mishnah Bura asks, well, who cares? Well, I mean, who cares? We care that they're asked the Rabbana. But my nafka mina. So the Mishnah Bura has a list of nafka minas. What's a nafka mina? Is they're asked the Rabbana to wear cotton beged? What? First of the hider. The hider to wear wool. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Maisa was supposed to wear tzitzis, even though we're not mechuyev to. So he's supposed to be mekayim to deraisa. So he says one nafka mina is if a person is supposed to be mehader to wear wool. Mishnah Berurah says the person should be mehader to wear wool and begadim to mekayim to deraisa lekuli alma. Another nafka mina deraisa drabanan. What? Okay, but I was thinking of something else. It's covered abrius. You have to take it off bishuk. If somebody is walking in the street and his tzitzis rip off the corner of his baget, so if you're over in Isidai Reis, poish day afilo bishuk, you have to take off your baget wherever you are. So on Shabbos, you're right. But let's say I'm walking in the shuk, my tzitzis rip off. Remember, the Mordechai said it's only a heter if right now I go to the store and I'm putting in the strings. But I'm not in the mood to go to the store right now. I have to finish what I'm in the middle of doing. So then the Mordechai will be masking.
Sure
that
you go home and then
because it's Sheval Tassa. If you hold Sheval Tassa, like the Mordechai. No chinami. So I guess he's talking not like the Mordechai. But he makes it that nafkamina. He has a third nafkamina for Svekas. What? If you're wearing a beged of tzemer, there's a bitla say deraisa. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. You have to take it off. Right. Say by cotton. If you hold cotton, it's a drabanan. So then you don't have to take it off. Cotton's deraisa. You have to take it off. Granted, there's another eitzah. What's another eitzah? If you're wearing tzitzis and it rips off, what's the other eitzah to pat yourself in the chiyuv? Huh?
Round
the corner off, yeah. Everyone, so it was in the middle of a date. It's a disreport. Not in the mood to get undressed, you know. So there's another eitzah, right? I told you many times, gedilim tasalacha. Right? It has to be yours. If it's someone else's, you're potter. If you're makna the beged, the person you're with, do a king chalipin, be makna the beged to that person. It's not your beged, it's not your beged, you're potter with tzitzis. What? But then you're taking a chance if then that marks it the matana's bottle and then you're over. Some should give it away a whole matana if it's a scripto. Okay, anyway, that wasn't my point. My point was there are nafkaminas. Mishnah Berurah brings nafkaminas between one and the other. So the Bnei Brak are dealing with Dafka Katan. All the Ramesha writes in three or four tshuvas that you should be zoya to wear wool. on a regular basis. You have to wear it every minute. But at the very least on Shabbos, people should wear woolen begadim. Better even. Ramesh was very shtag. It's one of his things that people should wear woolen tzitzis, all the woolen begadim all the time. The kind of derais for the kuli alma. When it comes to derais, it's chav. Why is minig of the Gedolei Bnei Brak, all the pictures of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is wearing cotton begadim? Those who are noyig minig agra wear a talis cotton of cotton, because the gra's shita, not so clear, but it appears that the gra's shita was that it's aser to wear a woolen beged and a linen beged on top of it. As we nemon, shatnes is only shua tevi v'nais. We're going to have the whole sugya ha'am and beis when it's shatnes. There is a case where there's an issa shatnes where they're not connected. The case where somebody has woolen socks and linen in the inside of his boots, there's an issa shatnes. Whatever the issa is, there's such an issa. What about if you're wearing a talis cotton of wool and your jacket has some linen in it? So we nemon that there's no iser, because any time you could pull off the bottom baged without taking off the top baged, it's physically possible, there's no iser. Talis cotton, you could pull off over your head. So we nemon there's no iser. The gra had a shita that it's aser. And that's why minika gra was dafka to wear not woolen talis cotton. Talis cotton, well, of course, they wear wool. But the dafka was to wear talis cotton. That was dafka, not wool. That was his minika. There is a contemporary Shaila, Machlokes HaPoskim of this last generation, about the taich of a beged. Our Gemara says that beged is Temer Pishtin, and Rava holds that it's only by Shatnez, by Tzitzis is called Minim. Gemara says that a beged shall or a leather beged is part of Tzitzis, even with the Rabbanim. If you have a leather, four-cornered beged, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. The Baal Memra of that Gemara is Rava. Is Rava, and he's not even coming to tell us. Rava's done, if you have a leather beged and the corners are made of wool, what's it then? But leather, he never's on for pashtus, is potter. So, the kasha is, how could Rava, who holds kol minim chayavim potter from leather? So the answer is that it has to be a min that's made into threads. The Gezeira Derabbanan is Dumya de Tzemero Pishtin. Something that's made into threads, there's a din Derabbanan of tzitzis. Leather, which is not made into threads, it's a hide taken from the animal, there's no din that you need tzitzis. Shaila is, what happens if you take leather and make threads out of it and make a baghead? Is a chayav midrabanan? Is it a din in beged or that it's potter, or is it a din in making it with threads? My nafkamina. Anybody know what nafkamina would be? Nafkamina is if you take plastic, you make threads out of plastic, and you make a beged. Nylon or polyester, what are they? Nylon or polyester are plastic. But instead of made into sheets of plastic, it's made into threads of plastic. The shaila is of a nylon and polyester bag, it is included in shamine begadim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, the first tshuva in Chelek Beis. I think that tshuva, he also tells people to wear woolen begadim. But he talks about polyester, and Moshe holds polyester as potter. He brings a raya from a mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, that a beged or that's made into threads doesn't have a din of a beged arug case that he brings. Rav Moshe holds that it's potter. The Har Tzvi has a tshuva, it's a tshuva test, and the Har Chaim and the Har Tzvi, he holds a tzayiv. So the chaluki day is, it's not so noigeya to us because we wear either wool or cotton, but they do have some big day tzitzis that are made out of plastic. The web type begadim, at least originally, I don't know what they make today, the web type talis cotton, you know what I'm talking about? The net, the mesh. The mesh, at least originally, were made out of polyester. And lemaisa, you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Ramai Shalaz, there's no mitzvah tzitzis on it. So, I don't know if today they make it out of cotton, maybe. What? A lot of the children's tzitzis were made out of what they call poly blend, which means it's a lot of polyester with a teeny amount of cotton in it. It's mostly polyester. And it's also, we used to have in shul, we used to sell the cotton. For many years it was impossible to get, for children, cotton, talus cottons. And we used to get, they used to make special orders, and we used to get it in shul, and we used to sell it in the shul, because it wasn't possible to get it. Again, you give it to a child. Hey, mechanachim, the wrong thing is one thing, but he starts making brachas on it. It became available the last maybe 10 years. It's available, and in cotton, you go to the store, you have to make sure that you get a cotton, a talus cotton. But al kaponim, this all has to do with this machlokes in which we got them chayavos. Okay. The Gemara moves on to the need of the pasuk. Tomorrow we are going to go down to Taisus Da'afilu. There's a chakira in a number of achrayim. And I saw it in the two ones, the Chidushei Reb Shmuel, Simen Hay. The Chakira Simen Hay is based, it's written very clearly there. It's in Rabbi Chanan also. Let me explain the Chakira to you, and we're going to deal with it tomorrow. When you have Shatnez, what is the Isser of Shatnez? Do you say that if you have a Beged of Shatnez, the whole Beged is a Cheftzadi Isura? And you're not allowed to wear the whole baguette. Like Basa B'chalav. If you have milk and meat, then the meat itself is also Isser. Or no, the Isser is to wear the Tzemer and the Pishtin of a baguette, which is Shatnez. I'll give you the Nafkamina. They bring you Yerushalmi. That has the following Shaila. Let's say I have a baguette of Tzemer. And it has Pishtin. They made a nice collar. And now I find out the collar is Pishtin. Am I allowed? I'm cold. I want to put on the baguette. The part that's pishtan will be laying on the floor. It's a long baguette. I'll let the pishtan part drag on the floor. I'm not wearing it. I'm wearing only the tzemer part of a baguette tzemer pishtan. If you hold that the whole baguette is a chetzadi surah, so I'm not allowed to wear the tzemer. That tzemer is part of a shatnez baguette. If you hold no, the Isser is to wear Tzemer or Pishtin. If I could find a way to not wear the Pishtin, then it should be okay. What would be by Basa B'Cholov? By a mixture of Basa B'Cholov, and I find a way to extract the Basa. Mutter? Efshel Seichtei, Mutter, Efshel Seichtei, Yasim. Huh? Like the Gemara. The beginning of Simin, what is it? Kuf Ches. We'll take a look for tomorrow. It's the first period we got them there. But anyway, this is the nidain. So there are two big nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if you wear part, not the other part. It's another bigger nafkamina. Let's say I have shatnez. I have two begadim of shatnez. One is wool with 3 strings of pishtan, and one is wool with 100 strings of pishtan. Is there any difference which one I wear? If you say the beged is a cheftzadi surah, so what's the difference? It doesn't matter how much cholov is in the basar. It's enough to aser, it doesn't matter how much. Or, if the iser is the tzemer and the pishtan, maybe, the more I eat, maybe it is aser. So this is tomorrow. So today we dealt with one aspect. Tomorrow, the bottom taisis, afilu, we're going to deal with the Bezeshantah.